Yeah, this is a resolution of our Central Committee, the party, and it's the last two meetings of the Central Committee drafted a resolution that since the charges against President Gbagbo are insufficient, he should be immediately released.
But
that's an official demand from the party.
But what do you say to people who say that so many Ivorians were affected because of him and he should face the charges of the accusations being leveled against him? Why should he be released since the trial hasn't begun yet?
No, this is precisely what we are denying. And the judges are unable to prove that all the damages were due to President Gbagbo. President Gbagbo, we still hold that he won the elections and he was overthrown by a coup d'etat. Given that, he cannot be taken as responsible for all the damages. We agreed that investigation should be carried out. The investigations were carried out, and the result is that he is not guilty. Now, when somebody is not guilty, he cannot still be accused. And when somebody is not accused, the only thing to do is to release him. We believe it is as simple as that. The Hague is confirming that in reality, President Gbagbo did not lose the election.
There are suggestions that if Mr. Gbagbo is released to Ivory Coast, it will create chaos and confusion and a possible resumption of violence that could destabilize the country. What do you say to that?
On the contrary, all the people of Cote d'Ivoire are demanding that he should come to reconciliate the people of this country. The country in this part of the world is impatient to see President Gbagbo back. If his absence was something that could bring progress, reconciliation would have already been something factual. Unfortunately, all the people are expecting his return to reconcilate the people.
But
those who are arguing that his return will bring confusion are exactly those who accused him wrongly, and they are in a state of mind of being afraid that their lives can be discovered. But this is not really a problem. When he comes, the country will be happy and the people will rejoice.
Do you think your party's demand for his release will be adhered to by the International Criminal Court?
But look, the International Criminal Court itself is saying that the charges are not sufficient to keep him in custody. But when the charges are not sufficient to keep somebody in custody, what do? You keep somebody in prison because you have charges against him. But once you don't have, the only sensible possibility is to release the person. Now, if political factors are taken into account, then it is something different and we can negotiate. But he's not a criminal. And the International Criminal Court is saying that Mr. Gbagbo is not a criminal and there's no evidence. So why should he be kept? That's why our party is demanding that he should be released immediately.
But officials of the ICC are saying they are still investigating to gather more evidence against Mr. Gbagbo to prosecute him.
No, but you cannot investigate a whole life. How much time do they need to investigate? There are other cases to investigate. We know the criminals. We know the true criminals. He's been there nearly 2 years now. Should be enough to investigate this case.
Is your party willing to legally challenge the ICC based on what you have said? And when is that going to happen?
No, my party is basing its demand on the conclusions that the International Criminal Court itself expressed. That is, the charges are not sufficient to prosecute Mr. Gbagbo, meaning there are no sufficient evidence that he is a criminal, because they had enough time to investigate, and the results of the investigation say he is not a criminal so far. Why should he be kept? Given this, our party is in its right to demand his release.